This Scoops is proudly produced by News Scoop.
Good day to you. Welcome to Biz Scoops for business news, local and international. I'm Barry Moran. On today's show, the National Health Insurance court case is underway, and we talk to Chris Hutting for the Center for Risk Analysis about the South African G20 presidency. The economist Waldo Krichel talks about the impact of President Donald Trump's trade tariffs on our local economy. In international business news, stock markets in the USA have plunged for a second day yesterday. In investment news, Harmony Gold declared a record interim dividend, and we also chat with Dr. Jaishila Rajput of the organization Tomorrow Matters Now.
A look now at local business news.
The National Health Insurance court case kicked off in the Gauteng High Court in Pretoria yesterday. Meanwhile, President Ramaphosa has refused to provide a record of his decision to sign the NHI into law as requested by the Board of Healthcare Funders. Instead, he is challenging the group's choice of the High Court for its application to have the law struck down as unconstitutional. The Board of Healthcare Funders represents private medical funds. Last week, President Ramaphosa hit the focus areas for the South Africa's G20 presidency, which included climate change resilience and financing, the debt servicing burdens of developing countries, and the development of low-carbon manufacturing value chains. Chris Hutting for the Center for Risk Analysis tells us more about South Africa's G20 presidency and the impact it might have on the country going forward.
South Africa's G20 presidency can go one of two ways. So it could be useful in some ways to push some of South Africa's agenda, but also if it is only in terms of developing alternative sources of financing, if it is trying to gain financing and aid from more developed economies, it doesn't really put South Africa in a strong, well-respected and well-equipped position where South Africa is implementing the necessary domestic changes to put itself in a stronger position going forward.
And South Africa's largest retailer, ShopRite, says it will spend roughly 8 billion rand a year on capital expenditure in the short to medium term. The company invests heavily in store expansion, technology, and refurbishments to stay ahead of competitors. The company's CEO, Pieter Engelbrecht, told investors yesterday that the gap between what ShopRite is spending and what its retail peeps are laying down is just getting wider and wider. This is paying off as the company took approximately 30 billion rand in the market share from its rivals in the last 5 years. We now have the president of the Economic Society of South Africa, Professor Waldo Krichel, on the line with us. Waldo, what is the possible impact of President Donald Trump's trade tariffs on Canada, Mexico, and China on our local economy?
The first thing to say is that the rate increase is the largest in 100 years. It's on major trading partners, so it's going to affect a lot of imports. It hits certain products, like buggies or pickup trucks, very hard. Along with the additional 10% tariff on Chinese products, American consumers are going to feel it. Then there's also the 25% tariff on all steel and aluminum products, which will increase manufacturers' costs. All of this will increase inflation in the US and prevent their interest rates from being lowered further. So what does this mean for South Africa? In terms of direct export to the US, not much. There is even a chance that certain South African export products may now compete for that market. But that position only applies if the AGOA agreement remains in place. Rumors are, however, that the whole agreement could collapse, and the US wants to conclude new trade agreements with African countries. It will not be on favorable terms. In the Trump view on reciprocal tariffs, he will not keep his tariffs low while we charge high tariffs on imports from the US. Lastly, there is a lot of uncertainty about how everything will play out, and this is never good for the rand.
Thanks very much, Professor Waldo Krichel, President of the Economic Society of South Africa. He's also an economics associate at the Northwest University's Business School. If you'd like to hear more from Prof. Krichel, you can listen to his daily podcast called The Economic Minute on Spotify or Anchor FM.
Time now to take a look at your international business news.
Stock markets in the USA have plunged for a second day yesterday as fears grow over President Donald Trump's tariffs on Canada, Mexico, and China. The US has imposed a 25% tariff on its neighbors and a 20% levy on Chinese imports, prompting swift retaliation. Canada and China have introduced countermeasures, while Mexico plans to respond on Sunday. The European Union warns of global economic disruption. Markets in the US, UK, Germany, and France all declined, with London's FTSE 100 down 1.2%.
Coming up next, our investment segment delves into the world of finance and wealth building.
South Africa's biggest gold mining company, Harmony Gold, has declared a record interim dividend as profits climbed 33% on the back of record gold prices. The company yesterday released its results for the half year ended December and declared its highest ever interim dividend of 2.27 rand per share. This is an increase of about 54% and equivalent to 1.4 billion rand in payouts. The company highlighted its strong, flexible balance sheet, which has a record net cash position of 7.28 billion rand. Harmony Gold Chief Executive Officer Bayer Null says the gold price has continued to rally since the beginning of 2025 calendar year, enhancing their strong financial position. Before we say goodbye, we chat with Dr. Jaishila Rajput of the organization Tomorrow Matters Now about the implications of CBAM on Western Cape businesses and the support available for businesses with regards to managing the carbon footprint. What is CBAM?
CBAM is the Carbon Border Adjustment Mechanism, and it's an environmental policy introduced by countries such as the European Union as part of its Fit for 55 initiatives. So it's essentially designed to address the issue of carbon leakage by ensuring that imported goods are subject to the same carbon pricing standards as those applied to goods produced within the EU, to kind of equalize it out, if you like. So this approach not only maintains a level playing field for local EU industries, but it also incentivizes international producers to adopt lower carbon production processes.
Which sectors in the Western Cape are most vulnerable to the implications of CBAM?
The way that it stands is that CBAM initially is targeting the heavier, more carbon-intensive industries. And that means iron and steel, aluminium, cement, fertilizer, electricity, and hydrogen. The key thing that you need to know is that there are two phases of CBAM: the transitional phase, where we are right now, and the definitive phase, which starts in about 2026. In the transitional phase, the focus is on reporting. In the definitive phase, aside from reporting, will be monitoring, reporting, and verification, and the issuing of CBAM certificates, which means there are economic implications.
Tell us more about the CBAM toolkit under development.
Well, CBAM reporting can be quite resource intensive, and it may need certain technical skills, in particular to perform the carbon emission calculations. The toolkit is meant to support organizations in the reporting requirements as well as in the carbon emission calculations. But I should mention that it's very much a work in progress at the moment as we find simpler ways for organizations to navigate the space. At the moment, we have a simple fact sheet which lets impacted organizations know what's needed from them, and we are currently expanding on this. It's a complicated process, especially when it comes to calculating the carbon emissions. And we're trying to do this on an industry perspective because it's quite difficult to be able to do this on a more generic perspective, but we're working on it. So at least there's the fact sheet. And as time goes by, there'll be more and more detail that's provided, particularly from a reporting perspective.
What are the opportunities CBAM could bring to the Western Cape green economy?
Immediately, it's definitely regarding lower carbon emissions and decarbonization. This, in essence, means that as more organizations strive to reduce their carbon emissions to be able to stay competitive as they supply as they export into countries that have more and more of these CBAM mechanisms implemented, this in turn could have a positive impact on the Western Cape. These organizations will need improved tools, technologies, processes, and support to reduce their carbon emissions. This can have a positive benefit for the province overall in terms of carbon emissions, but it in turn will attract new technologies and businesses to support these exporters into these countries.
And that was Dr. Jaishila Rajput of the organization Tomorrow Matters Now. Thanks for joining us today. We'll be back next week with more business news, local and international, on Biz Scoops. I'm Barry Murray. Goodbye.
And this was another edition of Biz Scoops, proudly produced by News Scoop.